Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
6:15 now on this Thursday morning, December the 11th. About 47 degrees if you average your temperatures throughout the areas. Highs of 63 today. Then it warms up, 73 for highs tomorrow and Saturday, so you'll have the shorts out. But then again on Sunday, you'll have the cold weather gear out. Highs Sunday only 61 after a start in the 30s. And then Sunday night, Monday morning, really cold. Maybe a freeze, lows around 32, highs of 48. And then 60 heading into the rest of the week. It warms into the 70s, and we'll see what happens for Christmas. Still too early yet with some, 14 days, 2 weeks left to go. Stephen Cage joins us now, BankRate Senior Financial Analyst, talk about the Fed and what they did as far as interest rates go. Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Tell me, the Fed cut the rates, but it's divided. Tell me what's going on there.
So we got a quarter point rate cut. That was largely expected, and the Federal Reserve did deliver, but there's division within the committee. We had more dissent now than we've had since September of 2019. One member voted for a larger rate cut, and two voted for no rate cut at all.
So, what explain the makeup of the Federal Reserve for me, so people know. Are people representing different districts? Or are they representing different trains of thought as far as economic theories? Tell me how that can break down.
So there's 12 voting members, and part of those members that vote are consistent on every meeting. That's the Fed Board of Governors. And then there's regional presidents from the 12 different, from the regional Federal Reserve banks across the country. You've got Boston and New York and St. Louis and San Francisco and others. And they rotate and join the committee to vote. And so you do have different people with different opinions, different outlooks on what should be done. And that's why, there's often, a lot of consensus building from the Federal Reserve chair. And now Jay Powell has been very good at that. But now we're seeing that dissent and sort of division and disagreement is certainly coming to the forefront. And that's something that's relatively new for the Federal Reserve. But it demonstrates that people are voting their conscience. They're voting what they think and not simply just falling in line, which to me is a good thing.
Yeah. So do they meet beforehand and have phone calls beforehand and kicking around? I'm always interested in the process of these kind of things where it's like, well, Fred, I'm thinking about cutting it. And the other one says, well, I'm thinking about raising it more. Well, no, if you look at the quarterly this or the that or the other thing, or do they just reveal it when they meet?
there's certainly a lot of discussion behind the scenes. These are fairly wonky people that are discussing economic theory and papers, and they're involved in a lot of that discussion a lot of the time. The meeting lasts for 2 days, so Tuesday and Wednesday, and that's when really a lot of the discussion probably heats up. But at no point are they really cut off from one another to discuss that before, during, or certainly after. Those discussions continue even now into January. We'll have another meeting in January. There's going to be constant discussion about what's going on, especially because we're going to get more economic data next week to fill in the gaps from the government shutdown.
Is there one rate here that we're talking about, or do they tell me exactly what they cut?
So the federal funds rate is what controls, and informs a lot of the interest rates that consumers are going to see. And so revolving credit rates like credit cards, home equity lines of credit, those are going to move, not necessarily in lockstep or, overnight, but will start to drift over the next 1 to 2 billing cycles for those who have those kind of debts or carry balances. Those are going to be informed by what the Fed does. And it largely impacts savings accounts, high yield savings accounts, CDs, and so those are things that consumers are going to notice, and they're going to see that coming over the next few weeks and few months.
Because
other rates like mortgages are less impacted.
Well, see, that's the question I had, because it seems like when it comes to credit cards, and I'm not trying to be cynical here, but 20%, does it really matter? But when it comes to a home loan, it's everything, right? Or am I making stuff up in my head?
No, you're right. I mean, it's helpful to see credit card interest rates come down, but to go from 21 to 19 or 20 to 18, it is not life-changing. That's not going to suddenly solve your problem if you're carrying a balance. You still have to make meaningful effort to pay that down. But for mortgage rates, which are not really controlled directly at all by the Federal Reserve, a drop in rates would be hugely meaningful for anybody who wants to buy a home and anybody who wants to refinance. We're not necessarily going to see that. Mortgage rates have been more steady. There's really no prediction as to whether they're going to go up, down, or sideways. We're just going to have to watch and wait and see.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Stephen Cates, Bankrate's financial analyst, about the Fed deciding to lower rates again, but it's not going to really affect mortgages, credit cards, and things like that. We'll pick it up. 620 traffic now, WWL. 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Stephen Cates, Bankrate financial analyst, on this Thursday morning, talking about the Fed deciding to cut rates. It would seem to me that if you're going to really help the economy, rather than making an inconsequential change between a 20 and 19% interest rate on credit cards, that if you look at housing starts, if you look at all the things that building a house or buying a house generates in the economy, and I guess you do have an inflation concern, but I was just wondering about what would the Fed have to do to cut interest rates for those that are listening and either want to refinance.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Answer, want to get in and buy a home.
Well, there isn't a whole lot the Federal Reserve can do to make mortgage rates lower outside of buying mortgage securities themselves. And that's really just not something that they're willing to do.
So what is it that drives that? What drives mortgage rates, Stephen?
So the mortgage rates tend to follow the 10-year Treasury yield. And those move in lockstep with one another. There's a spread between those, meaning a gap and a premium to mortgage rates. Those are higher than the 10-year Treasury yield. But that has the ability to grow and shrink, and it has been shrinking, which is one of the reasons that mortgage rates have come down from their high back in January. So we went from over 7% now down to closer to about 6.25% today. And that's been great for people who do want to get into the housing market or refinance. And we've seen more activity, which is good. But without the 10-year Treasury meaningfully falling, mortgage rates are not necessarily going to fall much further. That spread that has shrunk a little bit isn't likely to shrink a whole lot more. So until the 10-year Treasury comes down, that tends to respond to inflation expectations and overall economic conditions. We're going to see a pretty sticky mortgage rate going forward. I think the biggest thing that's going to move that down is if we see inflation start to come down from where it is now, around 3%, closer to the 2% target.
Yeah, take me through that again. Maybe I missed it, but who determines the 10-year Treasury rate?
The bond market. So this isn't any one policy decision that mandates what the 10-year Treasury is going to be. This is something that is, somewhat consensus amongst bond buyers out in the market. Those buying and selling the 10-year Treasuries, as well as, companies themselves introducing debt, a lot of which we've seen is coming from technology companies who are trying to do big AI buildouts. As more debt comes into the market of all kinds, all terms and all types, the more debt there is, the more there is to be bought, and yields overall have to be higher to entice buyers to buy them. And more buying is the only thing that's going to push down yields.
So bottom line, who does this benefit, this cut yesterday?
Ideally, this is going to be something that makes it easier for borrowing, both for people, individuals, families, households, as well as companies.
What kind of borrowing?
Borrowing from the bank, but also for companies borrowing. And ideally, when borrowing is easier and companies can more easily fund their operations, they may be more incentivized to hire. What the Federal Reserve really wants to do is support the labor market more than try to reduce inflation at this point, given the last few cuts. And improving the labor market conditions, improved hiring, which is very, very slow at this point, would ultimately be their goal. If we see better hiring and we see a little bit of a surge in labor market activity next year, then the Fed will have, in my mind, they would have succeeded. But we're going to have to wait and see whether that happens or not.
Thank you, Stephen. Very informative. Stephen Cates, Bankrate financial analyst, will talk with David Schultz about the Republicans and their health care plan. Also, Tim Peterson, medical director for the Blood Center, when we come back. In Texas at 504-260-1870, our survey this morning surveying the audience. Who is, in your opinion, the best Saturday Night Live cast member ever? The votes are pouring in. Send yours in at 504-260-1870. Right now, time for WWL First News. With that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.